Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, an Elevated Missions Prep Incorporated company. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest utilizes nature photography to help people think more deeply about God and draw them closer. He graduated from Bowling Green State University in Ohio with a degree in photojournalism. He is the author of the book Drawing Near, Meeting God in Creation. And you can find many of his works featured in multiple publications. And today we will talk about why he chose this path to share more about God. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Pat Mingarelli. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate that introduction. Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Yes, absolutely. I think what you're doing is very interesting, and many times people feel like they can't connect to God, but you have found this way of connecting with God through nature. And some people are like, oh, duh, you know, God created, so he's all around. Mm-hmm. But you're doing something. You're taking it a step further. What is your story? Why are you doing it in this way?
Well, I've been a lifelong photographer, trained photographer. I first worked for a newspaper, then for many years, I worked for a Christian magazine, and I started getting more into the outdoors because the magazine I worked for was part of a bigger organization. I met some other young men at the time in that organization, and they were backpacking and hiking. So I started joining them, and I started taking pictures of them in the outdoors because I was a trained photojournalist. And then more and more, I began to looking at just nature itself, and I began to enjoy being in nature. And just even if I wasn't taking pictures, it just was, and I began to realize, I'm, you know, it's a great place to connect with God. And I was doing that. I was connecting with him. Just when we step into the outdoors, that act alone, we leave the man-made world and enter the God-made world. And there we can see his hand, and it's obvious to us if we allow us to see it as it's meant to be seen. And we can connect with God on a deeper level. And I began to do that more and more as the more I spent time outside. And I looked to the Bible, and I see many people in the Bible doing the same thing. You know, God's great revelation to Abraham was when he took him outside and he saw the stars. Jacob, you know, when he had his encounter, and the both of his famous encounters, the ones where we referred to Jacob's ladder. He was in the wilderness. And then when he wrestled with God, that was in the wilderness again. And just even other people in the Moses. And then we even look at Jesus. Jesus, the Gospel of Luke, verse 5:16 says, Jesus would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. So there's a connection that Jesus is making there with his Father. And we can connect with the Father as well when we go into his creation. And so I was experiencing all this all along. And even as a photographer, I was experiencing, and it wasn't something I was experiencing in a deliberate way, but it was just kind of happening. And then I realized more and more that, you know, this is drawing me near to God. And I would draw to near to God through in nature, but also with my camera, because I was looking at things differently because I was photographing them. And I would talk to God as I photographed whatever it was in his creation. And it's just a process of wondering and connecting with our creator through being created by the creative act of photographing his creation. So that's kind of what I'm getting into now. And I think that was a long answer to your question.
No, but it's wonderful. And you took it a step further by writing this devotional for people. And so, was it because you were already out in nature and you decided to share your experience with people that you decided to write this book?
I decided to write the book for a couple of reasons. I have a website called the Visual Bible Verse of the Day, which is a photograph I've taken of God's creation, and then a Bible verse that could kind of fit with the photograph in some way, and then a short devotion. So I was doing that already. And at the same time, I was connecting with a lot of people who creationist, who, you know, they study creation, and they always talk about the science of creation. I'm sure you're familiar with those kind of ministries and things like that. And they always talk about science and showing, looking at the science, but that's not how I was meeting God in creation. I was meeting God as an artist, as a photographer. But you know what? Most people, we meet God in nature through experiencing him there. Through it doesn't come through our head like in science. It comes through our heart. When we see beauty, when we see things we wonder about, when we just like are outside and it's a peaceful, beautiful day. And we could feel the presence of God for those of us who walk in the woods on those days and things like that. So I wanted to not talk about God in creation in a scientific way, but I wanted to talk about God in a way we experience him. I realize that experiencing God and through his creation was about drawing near to him. And that's where the name of the book comes from, Drawing Near, Meeting God in His Creation, because that's what I do. And that's what I know other people do, but I want to help even more people do this by just seeing these things and just, you know, thinking about God as we walk along in the woods. And you know, there's plenty of Bible verses. You know, everybody's familiar with Genesis as Christians. We're all familiar with the first two chapters of Genesis. But the Bible actually says a whole lot more about creation beyond the pages of Genesis. And what it says about creation actually reveals to us a whole lot about God. And there's just, you know, hundreds of illustrations and things that, you know, pulling from nature. And I use those Bible verses in my devotional and on my website and things like that, because they're telling us something about God and a way to experience him and a way to know him. That was kind of the reason why I got into the book and how I got started on those projects. So those few reasons led me to do it.
So tell us about maybe your favorite photo that you've taken and what Bible verse did you put with that?
Favorite photo that I've taken, you know, I recently put together a thing of my favorite photo, but there were so many of them. I don't know if I could just point to, no, I know I can't just point to one. There's so many of them, but there are many of them that made the into the devotional, and some of them they didn't, but some of them that made it in is I have a path that I photographed in Colorado when it was fall, kind of with the aspen trees like I use for my backdrop here. On that particular evening, early evening in the fall, there was a trail and I was winding around through these aspen trees, which were just golden yellow, and we were facing west, so the sun was coming in behind it, and it just makes a beautiful, just made a beautiful picture. It's one of my favorites, one of my wife's favorites. It was just her and I together at the time. It was before we had kids when I photographed it. It was just really beautiful, and it made it into the devotional. It's not actually a devotion. It's a 40-day devotional. But before I get into that, I just thought, you know, I need to, because devotionals are for Christians usually. 95%, I don't know, you know, people who read devotionals are Christians. And I knew that going into it, but I thought, you know, you never know who's going to pick up the book and who's going to read it. So I used that photograph to talk about and to write an evangelistic little chapter in the devotional about, you know, experiencing God. And experiencing the wonder, because in that photograph I see down that pathway, it seems like it leads to beauty and wonder and mystery and love. So I use that to talk about, you know, we're all looking for those things. We all want to walk down that pathway to beauty, to peace, to wonder, to mystery. And we only find them really in God. We could find, you know, nuggets of that today here, especially if we are a believer, we find that. But even people who aren't can find those things in the outdoors. But in God, in eternity, in God is the only way we'll find complete fulfillment in those things. And so I wrote the little chapter about that peace, that wonder, that mystery that we're looking for, that love, and only find it in God, not in a pathway through aspens. But that pathway through aspens is a metaphor for drawing near to God. So that's one photograph. Another one is I live in Nebraska. It's a colder climate in the winter, but it's not a very snowy climate. We get a little bit of snow here, but not tons, because it's mostly our winters are mostly dry. But there's a photograph. We had one of our snowy days. We get them a few times a year. It was all this, it was, there wasn't much of a wind. So all the snow stuck to the trees, and I went out and I drove around to get some pictures, and I got a photograph of the road I was on. When I turned around and looked back, it was going through the hills, and it was just this curve. All the trees were covered with snow. The road was covered with snow, and it was all white, and the clouds were, it was still an overcast clouds, and the snow was just lightly falling. And all those, and it was a curve again. I love pathway photographs because they're about leading us somewhere, and we're all wanting to walk, you know, I desire to walk towards God. So they kind of metaphor that for me. But I took this photograph of it, and there's just, because there was just one little yellow sign with an, you know, with a black arrow pointing to curve, you know, the curve signs in a road, and that's it. So it's all white, and then there's this yellow sign. And I use that in the devotional, quoting a verse from Job: "Have you entered the storehouses of snow?" God, what happens when God is, you know, questioning Job after Job and has questioned God for 30 some chapters and his friends, and then God comes back and now you're going to listen to me, and he God says, "Have you entered the storehouses of snow?" So it's just kind of a picture that, I really like, and I like the moment. And a lot of times the photographs, with a lot of my favorite photographs, they're not so much the content, but the moment I was experiencing with God when I took it. And that is something I teach people when I'm talking about, you know, how they can experience God through nature, or can draw near to God through nature photography. And one thing I teach people is it's not so much about the photograph, it's about the moment and the moment with God. And so that's one of the things I'm teaching people in my retreats and online webinars and things like that, is that moment. And that's what I experienced a lot of times when I photograph things. It's about that moment with God.
Such a beautiful way to experience God and all mm-hmm. that he is. Such a beautiful way. What is next for you, Pat?
Well, with the book Drawing Near, I was praying about, God, how do I, you know, use this book to reach more people with this message of, you know, of God, experiencing God in his creation. And the idea, Lord brought the idea to me, is about helping people experiencing God and drawing near to him through photography. Cause I've done it, which I've talked about here, cause I've done it for years. And first it wasn't it was not intentional, but now it is, as I mentioned earlier. And so I want to help other people do that. So I've started doing these webinars and retreats about, and even one-on-one coaching to help people draw near to God through their own photography. The Bible mentions the word wonder, or wonder, different forms of it, like wondrous and wonderful, over 100 times. So there's something about the idea of wonder and to wonder about God. And when we step into the outdoors and we look at his creation and nature, we could begin to wonder about it and then lead that into wondering about God. But with the camera, and when we bring the camera involved in that, that takes it deeper, because it draws us away from the distractions of life, because there's so much that distracts us today. You know, it gets crazy. Our electronic world is nuts. It just gets really crazy. And when we walk away, we take the camera and we start to wonder, we leave that stuff behind. We leave it behind. And the more we wonder, the more we leave it behind. And we can think about, you know, how God's created this flower, how the light is hitting this flower, what does this flower tell me about God? And why did he make it beautiful? We can continue to wonder. And as we wonder, we just have a conversation with God and go deeper in our relationship with him as we photograph, as we wonder, as we, like I said earlier, as we be creative in photographing the creator's creation. Yeah, we could just draw near to God and connect with him. So that's, I'm helping people do this through these retreats, and sometimes it's online and even one-on-one.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. Thanks. How can people connect to your website and your book?
The website is visualverse.thecreationspeaks.com. Visualverse.thecreationspeaks.com, because it's called the visual verse of the day. And I talk about how creation speaks to us. So that's where the the website comes from, and you could connect with me there. And the book is available right on the website, but it's also available wherever people buy books online, wherever they want to, their favorite online bookstore will have it, but they could also get it from my website. And it's just, I mentioned distracted. If you're feeling distracted and sometimes disconnected with God, this book, through the photography and the verses about nature, just helps us find a secluded place, even if it's just mentally, to meet with God and draw near to Him.
Yeah, yeah. As we wrap up your interview today, what is it that you want to leave with the people? The one thing that they can do today to propel them forward and draw them closer to God?
They could turn the phone off, or at least on airplane mode, and go for a walk in nature, even if it's just a park or sometime, you know, anywhere close by, just a city park, or if you have a garden in the backyard, or of course it's we're moving in the winter and not sure when you're going to air it, but the podcast, but yeah, even in the winter, you could set up a bird feeder and just watch the birds at the bird feeder. So put the phone off or on airplane mode and just step into the outdoors in some way and just seek God. And if you want to use that phone as a camera, that's a great use for it, as it helps you to look at creation in a different way as you photograph it.
Love it. Love it. CWS audience, you have heard him. It is time for us to draw closer to God. And one of the ways that you can do it is just step out into nature. And while you're out there, start talking to God. Turn the phone off. Get rid of the distractions so that you can be closer to God. Thank you so much for listening Amen. To today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.